It's like if you just passed through this hotel and the waiter came out with free coffee and these wonderful desserts and he said free. Now, would we believe that? It's hard to receive a gift from a friend sometimes. And we say, oh, thank you, but we're afraid even to look at it, open it up and enjoy it. Because some part of ourselves says, I'm not worthy. What did I do to earn this, deserve this? I had a saying growing up, but I didn't even know what it meant. I didn't earn my salt today. Do you remember that as a child? You have to be old enough to know what that means. If you were a sailor and you didn't have salt, you died. And if you didn't work, you didn't get the salt. So it is in our life that we're trying to earn and deserve acceptance. We're trying to perform for it. Maybe if I dance for you, maybe if I sing for you, maybe if I work for you. Maybe if I give you a gift, you'll love me. How do I get love? How do I get love? How do I earn love? How do I deserve love? And with God, we can't comprehend the love of God. You can dance for it. You can sing for it. And yes, I know you can tithe for it. Haven't we heard that? But tithing doesn't buy the love of God. Freely he gives, freely receive that which he has for you. Because his love brings healing to your soul and your spirit. Without love, I'm only a clinging sound. The word says that God is love. That's who he is. I know he's a consuming fire. That's the fire of his love. God is love. He who loveth not doesn't even know him. It doesn't know, it matter how much education you have, how long you have studied the word of God, how long you have preached it, believed it, but inside you never knew him. It is so simple that a child, a five-year-old or a three-year-old, can have Jesus in their heart and know the love of God. Why is it harder for us as we grow older and we're more educated? We know too much. It's simple. It's easy. How can I love my wife? How can I love my husband if I haven't experienced the love of God? I have nothing to give. I'm bankrupt. I have nothing in my account. I can't give what I don't have. I may want to love you. My mother, she was one of 16 children. She was the youngest Irish in New York. She didn't get much love. How could she get love? She gave love by cooking. That was her way of love. I will cook for you. We never lacked in our house. Little tiny thing, big pots, big pots. She couldn't embrace you. The only time she kissed me was when I was sleeping. How difficult it was for her. She did get saved, and she knew his love. But not to the depth she could have known it. Life was hard. And so some of our lives are hard. And we put up walls because we don't want to be hurt. We don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be disappointed. Decide to love. God commands us to love one another. It's a decision to love. It's not an emotion. I choose to love, but first I choose to receive his love. I choose to be vulnerable to the love of God. I don't have to prove anything. You don't have to prove anything. He wants to give it to us. Let's take the hardness off our hearts so we can receive the love of God. There are blockages to the love of God. Unworthiness, guilt. We know that Jesus forgave us. That's what his word says. But we haven't forgiven ourselves because we think we are as God. We haven't accepted our humanity. And in our humanity, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Forgive yourself. That's why we needed the crucifixion. We needed the cross. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. We're broken people. We can have the makeup on. We can have the suit on. We can look great. We can live in a great house, have a great car to make ourselves feel better. But inside, we're all broken, and we need a healer. And the healer's in the house. The healer's available. 24/7, he's there. He said, would you come to me? Would you allow me to heal you? Would you put down the walls that say I am not worthy? Get rid of your unworthiness. No one is worthy. No one. We think other people are more worthy than ourselves. It's fictitious. It's a movie. The love of God is powerful. It's as a mighty wave that will wash over you and heal you and heal your broken heart. And he says in this time, he's calling his body to arise from the dead and come forth. She's not dead, Lord. She's only sleeping. Sometimes it's more painful to live. We're functioning, but we're not living. If I allow that other face to come on me, I won't hurt. Because to live fully is being vulnerable to others. But when I'm secure in God, it doesn't matter. If God is with me, who can be against me? Sometimes we marry and we're expecting our spouse to meet all our needs according to their riches and glory. Girls, I hate to tell you, this poor guy is not Jesus Christ. I know, but you're close. You're close. But the thing of it is, it's so much stress. Do you know? It's like, if you can relax in that and allow God to love you, and everything else is extra. We have that hole within, right here, that needs to feel secure. We do a lot of things from insecurity. And he wants to give us security because he's the anchor of our ship. So no matter what goes down, you can be stable in him. He's come into our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit to bring up the valleys, take down the mountains, and straighten out the crooked. And emotionally, I'm sorry, girls, but you know. We're up here, we're down there. And he's the only one by the power of the Holy Spirit that can bring stability to us. He can heal our bodies. He can heal our minds. His arm is not too short that it cannot save. He's the healer of all that is broken. Will you release yourself to the healer and say, Jesus, heal me. Heal me. I believe you can. You're a miracle worker. He's still doing what he did when he walked the earth, because he's still walking the earth by this power of the Holy Spirit. He never changes, never changes. He's the lover of our soul. And that which loves heals. The one who loves us embraces us. People disappoint us. Governments disappoint us. Jobs, you lose your retirement. You lose your 401k. But that's not the way it is with God. In the world, we know there's cons out there. You think someone's one way, and then you find out that's not the real story. You didn't read the small print. And we can become hard, because we're disappointed in the system, whether it's our government, whether it's where we work, whether it's our neighborhood, our spouse, our children. Sometimes we live out through our children those things that we haven't accomplished ourselves. We try to live out through them, and that puts pressure on them to become something that God has not called them to be. And he's calling us to the faith rest life, to rest in who we are. Rest in your identity in Christ, that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Hallelujah. We render ourselves dead, we can truly live. Because we don't have to impress anybody, not even ourselves. Disappointments come, disappointments go. But God's calling us to a place of stability. No matter what happens, whatever wind blows, we're going to be standing, having done all to stand. And so today I say to you, rejoice and be happy. Open up the doors of your mind and your soul and cry out, Jesus, free me. I want to be free. I want to be healed. Jesus, I've been counseling people since the early 70s. I'm much younger than this, but since the early 70s. And the question is, would you be healed? People come. And first I thought, well, if I do this, 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 and this. Even Bruce and I took into our home. We fed them, we clothed them. We had Bible studies, we did deliverance, we did baptism, filled them with the Holy Ghost, bring every thought captive to this tearing down the strongholds, and they still went back to doing what they were doing. Okay? And the Lord told me, either you give this up or I'm taking you home. Because of things that happened, disappointment. I got into the works thing. It's not about us and what we do. But that person has to cooperate with the process. Would you be healed? How far do you want to be healed? How far do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be totally free in Jesus? Totally free, so that you can walk in a dimension you wouldn't even recognize yourself. There are some people that give their testimonies and they feel bad when they get down, because it's like, that's not even them anymore. They've been so healed and so delivered by God. It's another lifetime. Do you want another lifetime? Choose life. Step out of death and choose life. Take back the ground you've given to the spirit of death and say, I choose to live. And I want to live abundantly in God. How far do you want to be healed? Some people only want to be delivered to the place of comfort. They're almost afraid to be free because maybe I won't know me. Maybe I'll lose something of my personality. Yes, it's a lot quieter in your head when you get set free. You mean other people feel that way? Yeah. You don't have 14 channels going on in your head all the time. Forgive and let go. Key. So simple, you've heard it 1,000 times. And there are areas in our life that we have forgotten since we were children. Just 2 days ago, the Lord brought up the Second World War to me. We all have our stories. And at 38, my father went into the service. He was a policeman at the time, went into the Navy. So I was home with my mother, and my mother didn't handle that well. She did the best she could. So certain things happen. He had a bad accident in Virginia. She had to go down there, and he was in the hospital for quite a while. And I stayed with relatives. Certain things happened. So we need to forgive why there was even a war. You have to bunny trail it back when stuff goes on. And the Lord brings up memories, brings up stuff so you can be free, not to torment you. Okay, it's not to make you feel guilty, but it's to bring you to a new place. And very sad, I mean, this stuff has gone on for years. And I've been doing it, you know, doing the ministry, as I said, since the early 70s. And you would think, but well, by now you should have been through this stuff. But it's a process. We are free. We will be free. And we will be totally free. So no matter how old we are and how long we've been Christians, there are levels of healing, levels of freedom. Now, if something keeps banging you in your mind, you need to be set free up. But there's other areas that God just says, let it go already. I mean, how many years has this been? 40 years? It's about time you were free. Go to a nursing home, and there are some people that are very peaceful in the nursing home. And then you have other people that when they were younger, their behavior would have been brought under subjection because it wouldn't have been appropriate in their job. Suddenly, they're 80 or 90 years old, and they're throwing things at each other because all that pushing down to behave so we're acceptable and keep the job is gone. So who cares? Well, they're not crazy. They're just acting out the carnal nature. It's going to come up someplace. If you can't forgive, just tell God, I'm willing to be willing to be willing to forgive. Work your way there. Because we want to get all God has for us in the land of the living. We don't want to be cheated. We don't want to come out short. There's a fountain coming down. There's a waterfall of refreshing, of healing. Get it. Get it. It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter the trauma. But don't miss the best by settling for the least. Yes, you're saved. We are saved. We will be saved. The word says, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Through much tribulation, you enter the kingdom. It's an effort. What's the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't we all want to get there? Come on, come on. We want to have a Holy Ghost party. Joy unspeakable, filled with glory. I want the good stuff. You didn't live all these years not to get the good stuff. So God, whatever it takes, get us there. Let us taste all God has for us. When you come to Hawaii, you see how beautiful and bountiful it is. And when you come from Canada, you say, whoa, you get here, this is awesome. You come from New York State, this is awesome. And yet we're all in the same world. Let's enter into the land. Let's cross the Jordan. Yeah, there's a few giants out there. But let your name be Giant Slayer. You are not weak, but you are strong. You are not weak, but you are mighty. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are the head, not the tail. You're an overcomer. You're going to get that white stone. You're going to get that new name. You're going to get the bright morning star. We want the good stuff. We didn't come this far not to get all God has for us. So I just want you to think about that, because God wants to break loose. Can we say, I choose life? I choose life. I take back the ground I've given to the spirit of death, illness, infirmity. Death leave. I choose life. Get off my immune system. I shall live and declare the glory of God. I want all he has for me in the land of the living. For I shall declare the glory of God. And I shall fear no man. Amen. Yeah, Bill. we have a few, let's see. How many minutes do we have before dinner?
1.5 hours.
Anybody give me a time check? Okay. Well, let me just see if we got 35 minutes, what we can do here. Sing, daughters, sing, for there is much I have for you. There's a melody you are yet to hear. There's a melody in the heavens that's coming down. Hear the melody, for it's the song of the angels, and the angels shall sing. The angels are singing. They're brooding over you now. Receive the love of God. Receive the love of God. Receive his love, his grace, and his power, and be not afraid. Be not afraid of the unknown, of stepping into the new dimension that God is leasing on the earth. He's releasing. It's going to be the power of his love that brings forth healing, the power of his love that brings forth miracles. Father, we choose to follow you. We're letting go of the past. And Lord, we ask your forgiveness for being angry with you for those things that have happened in our life, those things that could have happened and those things that didn't happen. We thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for life. I thank you that you live in me. Holy Spirit, come in power. Baptize me anew in the fire of your love. Father, as a fire in the volcanoes, Lord God, fill us with consuming fire. We let go of mediocrity. We don't want to just exist, but we choose life. Life. Father, break us forth on the right and the left and stretch us. We don't want to limit you by our understanding of how you work and who you are. I thank you for my family. I'm giving them to you, Lord God, to bring them into the kingdom. May your kingdom come in me as it is in heaven. May you rule and reign. I give you thanks. I give you praise. I ask your forgiveness for not loving as you have called me to love. I forgive those who have offended me and have done terrible things, oh God. I forgive those that gave me only the love that they had to give. Kavyato ura samyato tora kivahito koyasa. Kimase alokumba hito koyaka. Kimahayo hoya kurasa kivaha. Kimase alokumba hito kora. Kivahito korasa. Nibasabya totora. Be not afraid. Be not afraid of that which is to come to the earth. Be not afraid, for have I not called you for this time and this moment? I call you in strength and I call you in faith to stand. Declare my word. Declare my word. And be not afraid. In Jesus' name, I take authority over all fear here. By the power of the blood of Jesus, let fear leave. The fear of the future leave in Jesus' name. Kavyato ora samyato koya. Koya sayaha. Kivahito koya. Yavahito koya. Siketo torabaka. Kimase alokumbahito koso. Kivaha ya. Sikero so torabahito kora. Siketo torabahito koya sa. Kisiketo torabahito koya. Urabaka beke sukoko. Siketo tora. Siketo tora basi. For your sweetness has come before me, O daughter of Zion, for I have seen your heart. And I know, daughter, that you have been through pain. But my love has been for you. My healing has been for you. Kavyato ura sam yesu kutabati. Kavyato tora. Kibabasa Yesu kutabati tabiato urasa. No more, no more, no more. In Jesus' name, no more. Kavyato urasa Yesu kutabati tavahi tokoya uyamasa kiraka kivahata urasa kibasa. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Kibasa yoho hey hey hurabaka piki kuya. Uyasa kibasa kivahito kurabasa miesu kutabati taviato urasa miesu kuta tirabaka beke sukuto. For daughter, I have much for you, much. You have seen much, but you haven't seen what I'm going to show you. For I would take you to a different place in me. So come up higher, daughter. And there's Siketo Torabahito Koyasa. Siketo Torabahito Koya. Simahito Koyasa. Ete all it blocked. Leave. All it's blocked. Uraka beke go 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 kimase alukum. Siketo Torabasi. For there's a distortion in the world. A worldview. Father, we want to have a heavenly view. Huraka kivahito kora simahito kora sa siketo torabahito koya kimasa siketo torabahito koyaka ivahito kora basa miesu kuta tibaha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kavyato urasa kirasa siketo torabasi. Kivahito koyasa kivahito koya kibase alukum bahito korabasi. Eyes to see and ears to hear. Eyes to see and ears to hear. Eyes to see and ears to hear. Open up my eyes, O God, so I can truly see. Open up my ears that I might hear your Holy Spirit. Open up my ears. I just rebuke every deaf and dumb spirit here right now in Jesus' name. And I pray the living God, Udabaka beke, go, 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 go in Jesus' name through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus heals and delivers. The blood of Jesus. Father, that I only hear your voice and every other voice is silent. In Jesus' name, there's no confusion in God. All confusion go. I have a sound mind, a sound mind, a sound mind, a sound mind. Hear the word of the Lord, O Israel. The Lord thy God is one. The Lord thy God is one. He has not many gods. He is one God. One. All the voices, not of God, leave in Jesus' name. All the voices go, go. Kivahito kora semieto torabahito koya hurabaki kaviato urasa kimase alukum kabaha 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 yawaha huraka kibaba. I just rebuke and I silence the accuser of the brethren, that which is causing torment. Let the accuser be silent in Jesus' name. That which drives, that which torments, that which brings up the past, let it be no more, no more, no more. Hurakabeke, go. We cut you off the past, that spirit of memory recall that runs those old movies in your mind. Let them cease and desist in the name of Jesus Christ. No more old movies and old soundtracks. Kurabasa, miato, torabahito, koyasa. Hurakai, have a sound mind, a sound mind. Declare a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ, bringing every thought under subjection to the tearing down of strongholds. Thinking about what is lovely, true, and of good report. Hura kabeke kuyasa. Hura baki kabiato urasa. Kimase alukumba hito kura. For there's a land of milk and honey I would bring my church into. There's a land that you have not seen. And it's what I feel is like taking off your shoes and stepping into the new land. Stepping into the new land. I want to go in the new land, Father. I want to leave the past behind. I want to leave the past offenses, past grievances, past guilts, and I want to step into the new place you have for me. It's old, that place. It's like living in a town of 200 and keep doing the same thing. I want to go and do something new. New. We're never too old for new. Let it go. Even how you see yourself, let it go. We hear, get a life. This is get a real life in God. Step out of the past and live in the now. He is a now God, a now God. And it's funny, what I'm seeing is a red sign that says exit. Okay? Exit left. Get out. Kuravasam Yesu kutabate tabate tabiato tora. I'm not afraid of change. We're afraid of change even when it's for the better. Because we like things that are familiar, even if it's miserable. At least we know. Step out of that. Step out of that. I take his hand. Take Jesus' hand. I want to come into the land of milk and honey. I want to come to the new place you have for me. I'm not afraid of change. I'm not afraid. Break the spirit of fear. Fear, go in Jesus' name. Can you say that to yourself? Fear, go. There's only two kinds of fear you're born with, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. Everything else we accumulate. And the word says the fear of man is a snare. How about the fear of failure? Suppose it doesn't work. Guys have trouble with that one because we got to be right. Well, I know the one who is right, the Holy Spirit. If you see him and hear him and he tells you to do something, don't think about the results. Just do it. I'm called to obedience. I'll get the trophy in heaven. I might not get it here, but that doesn't count. I don't even care about that. Lay up your treasures in heaven. So, Father, I thank you for the grace of obedience. The word he wants to hear is, I will. In marriage, we say, I do. I will. It's a decision in the will. I am willing to be willing to follow Jesus and have a new life. For he has paths you've never been down before. He has roads you have not traveled on. He has places to take us in the spirit realm, in the natural realm. We could never imagine ourselves there. I've been places that I thought a little girl from the town I came from, chances of her being there would never happen. But there's places in the spirit that are even more exciting. So fear in all your dimensions and all your faces and all your conniving comes in many forms. I break over you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's like almost if you would take your hands and just brush it off of yourself, pull it off yourself. I don't want to be fearful anymore. I want to be free. I want to be free to be me, to be the person that God called me to be. Each one of us has so much potential, so many gifts inside of us, no matter what our age. They say we use 3% of the brain. How much of our spirit? We're really limited. But I choose to follow you and be who you have called me to be. Amen. Amen. For the God of love is here. So if there's anyone that would like a little prayer, we have 20 minutes before dinner. I'd be glad to pray for you. If you need to be free, but God has set us free. The freedom is here. Amen.